611一次欢迎，永远欢迎。你而家收听嘅系今个星期嘅主日讲道。
感谢神，我们非常谢谢光凯淑珍的见证。
Praise the Lord for the testimony of Paul and Jenny。
好，谢谢他们愿意把自己的家庭敞开出来。
Thank you that they're willing to open up with their life to us。
好，我们真的看到。当我们来到六一，在生命树的氛围之下
，We really see that when we come to 611 under the tree of life.
家庭是可以改变的
，Families can be changed.
Amen.
Amen.
我听他刚刚他们的见证还有戏呢，其实有蛮多感觉的。
When I heard the testimony, also watching the drama, I felt a lot of feelings.
台湾有一句广告话，就是说我是。当了爸爸之后，才开始学习做爸爸的。
There's an ad in Taiwan that says that when I become a father, then I know learn to be a father.
我们就是很没有学过，然后就开始做爸爸了。
So that without learning beforehand, we become a father.
然后我们就用我们自己以为的好加在孩子的身上。
And we place onto our children what we think is good.
好，对光凯来讲，他就是用高要求、高标准，他觉得这样对孩子是比较好的。
And for Paul, he thinks it's to be strict and high demanding. He thinks it's that good for the kids.
他觉得做一个爸爸就是要严肃，要正经，要不要笑，这样才是爸爸的形象。
He thinks to be a father, you must put on a strict face and not to laugh with them, and that's what a father should be.
好的，他觉得这个做父亲没有跟孩子道歉的道理的。
He feels that as a father, there's no way why he should apologize to his children.
我们怎么样做爸爸呢？
And how should we be fathers?
我们很容易把以前爸爸那一套就搬到我们的身上，然后坐在孩子身上。
We will very easily imitate how our father treated us and how we will treat our children.
我们有时候会把在职场那一套搬到家里来，然后来做爸爸。
Sometimes we will use what works in the workplace and bring it to our home.
大家可能不知道光凯的背景，他是海军陆战队的军官的职业军人呐。
Perhaps you don't know the background of Paul. He is actually a professional ministry. He works in the Navy.
好，所以合理的要求是训练，不合理的要求是磨练呐。
So a reasonable task is it's training, but an unreasonable task is further training.
然后我们就产生很多家庭的伤害。
So it causes a lot of damage in the home.
但是今天要跟所有的做父亲的讲
，But today we want to share this with all the fathers.
这些会改变的
，All this can change.
这些会改变的
，These can change.
神要来帮助我们
，God wants to help us.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天要来讲活出榜样，真父亲。
So today we're going to talk about great father live by example.
上个礼拜我们讲拥抱妻子，真丈夫啊。
Last week we talk about great husband embraces his wife.
好，其实丈夫父亲没有什么真假的问题啊。
So husbands and wives, they seem not to have a lot of questions.
一个男人他结婚了，他就是一个丈夫了嘛。
So when a man is married, he becomes a husband.
你有了孩子之后，你自然就是变父亲了。
And when you have children, you then become a father.
那我们特别去强调这个真丈夫、真父亲啊。
So when we're talking about great husband and great father,
我们是要表达出呢，我们要活出神给丈夫给。父亲的一个美好的托付。
So when we're saying about great husband and great father, we're referring to the position God has given men and to trying to live it out.
好，所以我们要求神来帮助我们。
So we'll try and ask God to help us.
我们要来思想呢，怎么样做一个合神心意的真父亲。
So we must think how can we live.To become a father that God wanted us to be.
那我把今天的标题叫做活出榜样。
So I call this great fathers live by example.
最重要的是活出榜样。
Most important is to live by example.
我们来读帖撒罗尼迦前书二章九到十二节。
Let's read from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 9 to 12.
弟兄们，你们纪念我们的辛苦劳碌，昼夜做工，传神的福音给你们，免得叫你们一人受累。我们向你们信主的人是何等圣洁、公义，无可指责，有你们做见证，也有神做见证。你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们、安慰你们、祝福你们个人，好像父亲带自己的儿女一样，要叫你们行事对得起那招你们进他国、得他荣耀的神。
好，这是写给 保罗写给提撒罗尼迦教会的书信。
So this is a letter the Apostle Paul wrote to the Church of Thessalonians.
保罗在大征战中，在三个主日里面讲到，然后建立了这间教会。
So the Apostle Paul, in over 3 weeks, have great debates, and then he established this church.
这个教会一开始发展的非常的好。
At the beginning, the church was very well.
成了马其顿还有众地区的一个榜样。
They become a role model for everyone living in Macedonia and the region.
但是经过一段期间之后呢，有一些的会众开始出现问题了。
But after a period of time, some of the congregation members have problems.
他们开始怀疑保罗的品格，保罗传福音的动机了。
They begin to challenge the Apostle Paul's character and his motives.
觉得这个人他可能只是贪财而已。
He feel like that he might be just in it for the money.
他不真正的关心我们。
He doesn't really care for us.
所以他来了三个主日之后就走了，就不再回来了。
So he came and preached for 3 Sundays and then he left.
所以在第帖撒罗尼迦第二章的时候呢，在前面他就解释说，我传福音呢，我的动机是纯正的。
So early on in chapter 2, Paul explained that his motives are pure.
我的手段是没有弯曲的。
And I didn't use any flattery.
我是没有贪心的。
And I have no greed.
我是在福音里面把你们生下来的。
And I give birth to you through the gospel.
还有我真的想要来到你们当中，只是有撒旦拦阻我而已。
And I really want to be with you, but Satan is blocking me.
保罗就在这样的状况之下呢，他就开始来对提撒罗尼迦的教会来写这个书信。
And in this context, the Apostle Paul wrote to the Church of Thessalonians.
这也是我们今天要来思想的。
And this is what we ought to think about.
好，活出榜样，真父亲。
Great fathers live by example.
第一个，传真道不加重担。
Point number one, preach the truth, not impose burden.
弟兄们，你们纪念我们的辛苦劳碌，昼夜做工，传神的福音给你们。
Surely you remember, brothers and sisters, our toil and hardship, we work day and night in order not to be a burden to anyone.
我们很多做父亲的呢，我们愿意养孩子长大，供他们一切的吃用。
A lot of us as fathers, we raise our kids, we pay for their schools, and we raise them up.
但这边我们讲到的是传真道不加重担。
But here we're talking about preaching the truth and not imposing burden.
我们乐意把孩子养大。
We love to raise up our kids.
我们供应他。
We provide for them.
可是我们常常会忘记忽略了属灵的需要。
But a lot of time we will neglect the spiritual needs.
我们做父亲的要把福音传给孩子。
As fathers, we ought to preach the gospel to them.
要带他们信主。
And to bring them to Christ.
要教导神的话。
And to teach them the word of God.
让他们属灵的身量可以不断的来长大。
So that the spiritual life can be built
up. 所以做父亲的你要传真道给孩子。
So as fathers, you ought to preach the truth to them.
好，那今天的信息也不只是讲给做父亲做男人的。
Now this message is not just for the fathers and the men.
我们做小组长的其实也是做属灵的父母啊。
When we are cell leaders, we are also the spiritual parent.
做小组长的，我们很自然的会去牧养我们的组员，我们会把神的话告诉他们。
As cell leaders, we will disciple our members and also preach them the word of God.
但有时候呢，我们就会加重担给他们。
But sometimes we will impose burdens on them.
对保罗，他在这里他是这样的。
And to the Apostle Paul here, he's like that.
他说我。辛苦劳碌，昼夜做工，传神福音给你们，免得你们叫一人受累。
He said that our toil and hardship, we work night and day in order not to be a burden to anyone while we preach the gospel of God to you.
主耶稣说过呢，传福音的可以靠福音养生。
Jesus has said that for those who preach the gospel, they can make a living from the gospel.
但是保罗他在这里呢，他没有这样做。
But here Paul didn't do that.
他有很多的考量。
He has a lot of thoughts.
后来证明他的考量是对的。
And it has proven that his thoughts were right.
他觉得我可以支帐篷为生，我就自己做工，我自己养活我自己跟我的团队。
He thought that I'm a tent maker. I can work this trade and to provide for myself and also my companions.
他不想加经济的重担给这些当地的教会。
He don't want to impose a financial burden to the local churches.
也因为这样呢，当有人说他贪财的时候，他就可以把他所做的展示给他们看。
As a result, when people accuse him of greed, he can show what he has done to them.
他就说没有啊，我完全没有从你们当中得到一分钱的。
And he said, No, I've never received any kind of money from them.
还有呢，在这个地方的会众呢，有人因为以为主耶稣就再来了，就什么事都不做了。
And there are some members there, they thought that, well, Jesus is coming back, so we don't need to do anything.
那保罗也可以用他的榜样呢，然后来告诉这些会众说，即便这样子，你还是要自己做自己的工的。
And Paul, through his own example, can tell these members that yes, Jesus is coming, but you still need to work with your own hands.
好，所以他不加重担给 这个帖撒罗尼迦的教会。
So he didn't impose any burdens to the church of Thessalonians.
好，回过头来讲，我们做小组长的。
Now looking back, as we as cell leaders,
我们传真道给我们的组员。
We preach the truth to our members.
但有时候呢，我们会不小心就加重担给我们的组员哦。
But sometimes unknowingly, we might impose some burdens on them.
我们组员愿意为我们过生日啊、过节送礼物，这很好的。
So our members, you know, they will celebrate our birthdays with us and give us gifts. That's great.
好，但有时候越搞越大呢，就会成为很多组员的负担呐。
But sometimes it gets bigger and bigger. It becomes a burden to other members.
有人也不好，也不敢讲，他就会觉得被逼，然后最后呢，他跟这个小组的关系就会发生问题了。
And some members might feel burdened. They do not dare to speak up, and they become more distant and isolated from other members.
所以我们做小组长呢，要传真道，可是呢，要留意不给任何一个人有重担。
So as cell leaders, we must preach the truth, but be careful not to impose any burdens on them.
还有在广义一点讲呢，这个重担不只是经济的。
Now to speak it more widely, this burden might not just be financially.
这个对光凯来讲呢，他想要把他儿子训练成一个优秀的职业军人呐。
Now to our brother Paul, he wants to train his son to be a well-trained soldier.
好，所以有很多的训练，吃饺子的训练啊，等等的，在他的家庭之中啊。
So there are a lot of training, like the training of eating dumplings in his home.
啊，我们做小组长有时候会把很多呢，这个宗教的律法的重担呢，加在组员的身上。
And as cell leaders, we might be imposing some religious laws and to follow for our members to follow.
我们要求神帮助我们。
And we must ask God to help us.
不要加重担在我们的孩子，在我们的组员的身上。
And do not impose any burdens on our cell members or our children.
好，第二个，看重 being 有见证。
The second point, value being with testimonies.
第十节，我们向你们信主的人是何等圣洁公义，无可指责，有你们做见证，也有神做见证。
Verse 10, you are witnesses, and so is God, of how holy, righteous, and blameless we were among you who believed.
这个我们就是保罗、希拉、提摩太他们的整个侍奉团队啊。
So this we is referring to the team with Paul, Silas, and Timothy.
好，这一段的句子呢，如果讲把它最核心的那一句话，就是说呢，我们这个团队呢是圣洁、公义、无可指责的。
And the key sentence in this is that our team is holy, righteous, and blameless.
好，这个经文里面呢，最重要的动词就是那个是。
In this scripture, is the most key verb is were.
我们是。
We are.
我们是圣洁的，是公义的，是没有瑕疵的。
We are holy, righteous, and blameless.
刚刚光凯就说到呢，他很容易把这个 doing 呢带到家里面来。
Now, our brother Paul shared that he often brings his doing into the home.
他想用更多的 doing 呢来改善跟孩子的关系。
He wants to get better terms with his children through more doing.
保罗他不是这样的。
But the apostle Paul is not like that.
他强调的是 being.
What he emphasizes is being.
他说你看到吗？我们的整个人的特质呢？我们的内部我们是圣洁的，是纯洁的，是良善的。
He's saying that look at us, what we are, we our being is holy, pure.
还有我们所做的每一件事情都是正直的。
And everything we do is righteous.
不管是从社会的观点，从教会的观点，都是没有什么可以批评的。
Whether it's from the perspective of society or from the church, it's blameless.
好，这里面所强调的呢，就是 being.
What they're emphasizing here is the being.
而且有见证的。
And they have testimonies.
有会众的见证，有从神而来的印证的。
The congregation can stand witness for them, and so can God.
好，我特别讲到说，是有见证的。
Now I especially emphasize that the people are witnesses and testimonies.
好，我们很多时候做父亲的呢，就很想把一切好的给家里。
So a lot of the time, as fathers, we want to give the best to our family.
也很容易觉得自己呢尽心竭力啊。
And it's easy to think that we have given our all.
觉得自己做的很多事情都是好的。
And we feel that a lot of the things we do are good.
好，我现在发现呢，这常常是自我感觉良好啊。
And I feel like that we often have a good sense of ourselves.
我们家来到六一之后，开始呢也喜欢过节啊。
So after our family came to 611, we enjoyed the festival times.
那每次在家人有生日的时候啊，或者结婚周年啊，我们都会聚在一起，然后互相称赞对方的。
So whenever we celebrate things like birthdays and anniversary, we'll gather together and give praises to each other.
那今年的我生日的时候呢，那就也是有一个生日的晚餐。
So in this year, on my birthday, there's also a birthday dinner for me.
那妈妈就说啦，你们来称。来称赞一下爸爸，看爸爸生命当中有哪些美好的特质呢？你们有在学习的这样子。
And so my wife said to the kids, "Come and give some praise to your father, especially the things you have learned from him."
结果他们反应竟然令我蛮意外，他们觉得这样 很闷啊，就是又来了。
And the reaction surprised me. They thought, oh, this is so boring. We're doing this again.
哦，这个怎么会变成这样呢？实在是有点尴尬。
How come it turns out like this? It was a bit awkward.
哦，谢谢我的太太，她反应非常快。
But I thank you for my wife's quick reaction.
好好，那我们不讲优点，我们讲缺点好了。
Then she said, okay, well, let's not talk about his good points. Let's talk about his weaknesses.
哦，他们立刻就非常兴奋了。
And then they got so excited all of a sudden.
哦，讲爸爸的缺点从来没有讲过，就讲得非常的高兴啊。
They've never shared the weaknesses of what they see in the father, so they shared it lavishly.
哦，爸爸的镜片永远都是没有擦干净的。
Oh, the father's sunglasses is always unclean.
啊，那家里的电脑键盘是很脏的。
And the keyboard at home is also very dirty.
然后戴的那个口罩呢，常常乱放乱塞，然后又摸来摸去的。
And he often misplaces his mask.
哦，他们讲得很高兴呢。
They were so happy talking about it.
啊，然后我就开始觉得，好，以后改问这个问题，我每年都要改变。
Then I thought, okay, well, change the question. Every year I must change a bit.
我觉得父亲很容易说，你没看到我做了这么多吗
？I think as a father, it's easy to say, haven't you seen I've done so much?
看我啊，看我，就是你要效法我啊。
Look at me, you ought to be like me.
啊，你看爸爸当年多厉害。
Look at your father, how good I was.
但其实孩子也看到这一边。
But the children see this side.
好，是很好啦，但是你镜片可不可以擦干净一点啊？
It's great, but can you at least clean your glasses?
你可不可以不要一直讲，然后手去摸口罩啊，然后再是到处摸来摸去的
？Can you stop talking and fiddling with your mask?
我们要见证。
We need to have testimonies.
我们要看重 being， 而且我们的 being 是在孩子的面前，在主员的面前，在神面前都看为好的。
And we need to value our being in front of our members, our children, and before God as well.
好，我孩子刚考完 DSE 啊，考完大学啊。
And my child just have the DSE public exam.
然后我就，他今天决定要去。为人做家教，今天就有人要找他补习，隔天他就去教了。
And he decided that he wanted to tutor some youths, and someone already found him as a tutor.
他很快的就弄出一份十几页的讲义，然后明天要教课。
And he quickly wrote an essay that he needed to submit.
哦，我看了就蛮称赞他的，觉得你非常像爸爸。
And when I saw him did that, I praised him. He said, "You're much like me."
其实我也没有特别教他，他就自然就会了。
Well, I didn't really teach him, but then he learned by himself.
好。我每天在六一晨祷完，我有时间的时候，我都会把一些的亮光呢，就是把它整理到每一个经卷的笔记里面。
So I have a habit that after every morning, after morning devotion, I'll learn the new insights and update my notes.
哦，这二十年来都是这样的。
And I did that for the past 20 years.
我就觉得要把它整理起来，以后比较好使用啊。
I thought I should really.Do it in a good format so that it's easy to look up in the future.
然后神就给我看见说呢，原来我的爸爸也是一样的。
And God showed me that well, my father is like that too.
好，我的爸爸已经八十岁了，他常常喜欢去参加市政府办了一个养生课程呐。
So my father is 80 years old, but he loved to attend the well-being program from the government.
好，这个课他已经上了十几个梯次了，同一个老师。
And then he have actually attended that for many, many series, and even is the same teacher.
其实内容都是一样的，但是他每一次上完课，他就开始整理笔记。
And the content is the same every time, but then every time he goes, he will redo and format his notes.
啊，那我们就跟他说，这不同一个老师吗？他就说，其实内容有一点不一样，所以再整理一下是比较好的。
So I asked him, isn't this the same teacher? But he will share that, oh, the content changes slightly, so I want to update it.
我突然就发现说呢，有一个好像很强的，我们把它叫做。DNA 会一代的复一代一代的复制下去的。
All of a sudden, I feel the power of DNA that can be passed from generation to generation.
这很像刚刚在演戏的时候，这个光凯的儿子，这个哥哥骂弟弟，就好像爸爸在骂弟弟一样的。
And in the drama, we see that the son of our brother Paul, he act like his father and scold as his younger brother.
啊，这个很像神在问光凯的，你想要你的孩子像你一样吗
？It's just as God asked our brother Paul, "Do you want your sons to be like you?"
或者是神问光凯说，你想跟你爸爸一样吗？
哦。How God asked our brother Paul, "Do you want to be like your father?"
原来呢，在一个不知不觉当中呢，这个模式习惯会一代一代的复制下去的。
So without us knowing, this mold will become passed down from generation to generation.
我这一两年对这样的体会真的非常的深刻。
And I really felt that in the last 2 years.
有一天，我的儿子他就跟我讲说呢，他没有办法大学四年毕业。
So one day my child came to me and said to me that I don't think I can graduate with the 4 years.
因为他参与学生会的很多的事务，所以他必须读多读一年才能毕业。
Because he took part in a lot of activities in the student council, so he thinks he needs another year to complete his degree.
然后我就跟他说，你的问题呢，其实爸爸是没有什么立场反对的。
So I said to him, well, your proposal, I have no reason to object.
好，因为爸爸大学的时候也是有两年的时间都在搞传销，所以我后来也是多读一年才毕业的。
Because when I was studying in uni, I spent 2 years in the sales sector, and then I also need to take an extra year to complete my degree.
啊，我发现呢，其实孩子读大学的时候，你不用告诉他说，孩子你要学我，大学一定要读五年呢。其实不用的，他自动的他就会了。
And I noticed that when my children went to university, I don't have to teach him. You have to be like your father and spend 5 years there. They just learn it by themselves.
我记得他那个时候，他刚上中学的时候。有一次，考试作弊就被抓到了，然后那个年级有40几个人被学校就是处罚这样子。
And I remember in secondary school, my son has cheated in school, and at that grade there was about 40 odd students that were punished.
然后我处理完之后呢，我就跟他说，其实爸爸中学的时候也是考试作弊啊，其实是一样的，我们都是罪人啊。
And after I've dealt with him, I shared with him that when I was in secondary school, I also have cheated. So we are the same. We're all sinners.
我发现很多事情呢都是不用教的。
I noticed there are a lot of things you don't have to teach them.
原来不用提醒他，你中学要开始考试作弊哦。
You don't have to teach them that in secondary school you have to cheat in your exam.
你不用提醒他呢，笔记要好好做的。
You don't have to remind him to format your notes.
你不用提醒他说大学要读五年的。
You don't have to tell them that you need to study 5 years in university.
原来孩子他很自动的，他就会把你整个的状态复制到他的身上了。
The child will automatically copy the way you are into their lives.
所以我这边要讲的呢，我们怎样做一个真父亲呢
？So here I'm talking about how can we be a great father.
就是要看重我们的 being,
that we must value our being,
就是把神按着他的形象跟样式所创造出来的人的那个样式活出来。
That is how God has created man in His own image, and we ought to live it out.
其实不管你是好的坏的，孩子都会复制下去的。
Whether you're good or bad, the child will copy your likeness.
所以重点是我们的 being 要属神。
So the main point is our being must be godly.
我们的 being 需要圣洁、公义、无可指责。
Our being have to be holy, righteous, and blameless.
而且是无可责备的。
That no one can say otherwise.
其实孩子自然就会学到，然后他们就会活出来了。
And your child will learn it automatically and live it out.
好，所以我们有一些弟兄姐妹会告诉我说，他孩子都不想读书啊。
So some brothers and sisters come to me and said to me, "Oh, our child doesn't want to study."
哦，他孩子很喜欢看电视啊。
And the child that loves to watch TV.
我跟他说，你自己喜欢读书。你自己不要看电视就可以了。
So I just tell them, just enjoy studying and don't watch TV, and you'll be right.
孩子会自动跟上的。
And the child will follow.
所以我们要求神来帮助我们。
So we must ask God to help us.
就是我们自己做父亲的，我们要看重 being, 我们要有见证。
So we as fathers, we must value our being, and we have to have testimonies.
第三个叫孩子对得起神。
The third point is raise children worthy of God.
十一节，你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们、安慰你们，嘱咐个人，好像父亲待自己的儿女一样。
Verse 11, for you know that we dealt with each of you as father deals with his own children.
我们做父亲的呢，要最重要的是要活出这个榜样出来。
So we as fathers, the most important thing is to live by example.
我们一举一动，孩子在看的，他会学的。
Every action we take, our child watches, and they will learn it.
这个是中国人所说的身教。
So this is what the Chinese people say, teach by example.
但其实除了身教以外，言教也是很重要的。
But other than teaching by example, teaching by word is also very important.
我们要劝勉孩子，安慰孩子，嘱咐他。
And we need to encourage them, comfort them, and urge them.
这边的劝勉、安慰呢，他们都有一个意思，就是你要把孩子，就是你让他靠近你。
Here, encouraging and comfort both have the meaning of drawing your children close to you.
心情低落的时候呢，我们要去安慰他的。
When they are feeling down, we need to comfort them.
他没有一个士气，我们要鼓励他的，劝勉他的。
When they have low morale, we have to encourage them and urge them.
这个嘱咐呢， 不是说我们要教他怎么样的东西。
So this urging is not so much we have to teach them something.
就是做见证给他看。
It's to be a testimony to them.
好，我们做父亲的很长呢，就是在外面忙碌，忙着工作，忙着事工，然后就缺少跟孩子的互动。
We as fathers, we're good at getting busy in the world, getting busy with our work, but neglecting our children.
这边就讲到说呢，我们要把孩子叫的。就是靠近我们，然后我们要跟他有互动。
And what the scripture is telling us that we need to draw our children close to us, and we must interact with them.
而这样做的一个目的就是说，我们要让孩子将来呢可以对得起神呐。
And the purpose is so that our children will live lives worthy of God.
就是这个神呢，神呼召他进到的他的国度里面，进到他的荣耀里面去。我们要让孩子也可以这样的。
It's just as God has called us into His kingdom and glory, we want our children to be the same.
好，这个呼召呢，就是一个持续不断的呼召。
This call.It's a continuous call.
我们做父亲的呢，其实只是受神的托付来照管孩子。有一天我们要交账的。
So we as fathers, we have been entrusted by God with our children, and one day we have to hold an account to Him.
好，所以这个有一天呢，这个孩子他要自己去面对神的。
So one day our child will have to face God and give an account.
我们做父亲的就是要活出一个属神的形象，让孩子可以看，可以互动，可以来跟随。
And we as fathers, we must live out God's image so that our children can imitate us and we can interactions with them.
其他的我觉得都是比较容易的。
And everything else is rather easy.
最重要的是活出这个榜样。
The most important thing is to live by example.
好。我最后用我的自己的例子来做结束。
In the end, I want to share with my own example.
其实我没有想到我会讲这篇道的。
See, I've never thought that I will preach on this message.
应该这样讲。我2001年来到香港的时候，我的孩子大概快三岁。
I should put it this way: In 2001, when I came to Hong Kong, my child was about 3 years old.
然后接着04年呢，我第二个孩子就出生了。
And then in 2004, my second son was born.
然后他们就在教会里面长大。
And then they grew up in the church.
我也感谢神，很多人喜欢他，教会也非常的爱他们，栽培他们。
And I thank God that they were loved by many and they were loved by the church.
我的孩子也曾经很以他的父母在教会做牧师为荣。
And there were a time my children were proud of us as pastors of the church.
他们也乐意地投入每一样的服事。
And they love to take part in different forms of ministry.
大概我想所有台前幕后所有的服事呢，我的孩子都做过的。
And I dare say that all kinds of ministry, whether on stage or behind the stage, my children have done it.
我记得在诗人座里面的第一场的讲道，还是我跟我的孩子一起讲的。
I remember the first message I preached at the Mercy Seat. I preached it with my son.
但是走到今天呢，我的两个孩子都没有来教会了。
But as we're coming to the present time, neither of my children actually comes to church anymore.
这个对我来讲是一个蛮大的打击的。
And this had a great impact to me.
而且这个强度呢，是远远超过我之前生病住到隔离病房的那整个的冲击还要大的。
And it has an even greater impact on me than when I was ill and I was in a quarantine ward.
你知道在隔离病房呢，就不管再久，终究会出来了，或者被主接走了。
Well, when I was in the quarantine ward, you know that eventually you'll either come out of it or that you'll return to the Lord.
但是我的孩子已经离开教会几年了。
But my children have left the church for a few years.
很多很多的思想。
I have given it many thoughts.
很多的反省
，a lot of reflection，
然后，就会想是自己哪里做错了
，and I would thought where did I went wrong，
然后我有时候会想说，好树结好果子，坏树结坏果子
，sometimes I'll think a good tree bears good fruit and a bad tree bears bad fruit，
所以一定是我有很多问题
，so it must be that I have many problems。
当然，我觉得重新再走一次，可能结果还是一样的。
Of course, if I think that if I were able to relive those years, the results would still be the same.
就是我不知道怎么样去面对这个， 这样的事情。
I don't know how to respond to this situation.
当然这里面包括很多很多的冲突，还有整个社会运动所带来的家庭的冲击，我们都是非常强烈的去经历的。
Now, of course, it includes a lot of conflicts we have, especially with the social movements that has shaken our home.
我也在这个过程里面就反省到说，其实自己真的是非常的压抑，非常的理性，我的感情没有办法出来。
And in the process, I realized that I'm very suppressive, and I'm trying to suppress my feelings with my logic.
当然，我有很多正面的影响给孩子，但是同时我也加了很多负面的在我的孩子的身上。
Now, of course, I have a lot of good influences on my children, but I've also got a lot of negative influence on them too.
那我感谢神，在神的恩典之下呢，我想关系都修复了有90%了。
But I thank God by His grace, I feel like that we are 90% reconciled with my children.
谢谢很多人为我们家的祷告。
And I thank you, a lot of people has prayed for me and my family.
那我要讲一个最近神给我的看见，或者说是给我一个很大的一个希望的兆头。
I want to share that God helped me see a sign, a very positive sign to our relationship.
就是大概是半年前呢，我就开始意识到说我的妻子为我的身体很担心啊。
So about half a year ago, I noticed how much my wife worries about my health.
我就开始要改变。
Then I decided to make a change.
然后我就变瘦了。
And then I got thinner.
我瘦了差不多快10公斤啊。
I slimmed down by about 10 kilos.
好，那我一瘦我就很开心嘛。
Now I got slimmer, so I was very happy.
因为减肥是我胸中一个很远一个永远的痛啊。
Because losing weight has been a pain in my chest for a long time.
但这次成功了。
But then I succeeded.
我就很想跟孩子分享。
And I share with my children.
每次孩子回家之前，太太都告诉我不可以跟你孩子分享减肥。
Every time before my children came home, my wife will remind me, "Do not share about your losing weight with them."
让他自己看见。
Let them see by themselves.
让他自己感觉。
Let them feel it themselves.
然后就等了很久很久，我以为很久之后。
And so I waited, or which I thought was a long time.
有一天他突然发现了。
One day they noticed.
他就很匆忙的赶快去量自己的。一个身体的重量啊。
So he rushed to the scales and weighed himself.
当然是用他最单薄的服装来去称到底有多重。
Now of course with his minimal clothing he weighed himself.
然后接着他就要我也立刻称重，看我到底身体有多重。
And then so he quickly and asked me how heavy I am.
当然我也是用身体最轻薄的一个状态去称那个重量。
Now of course I've too weighted myself with minimal clothing.
结果他80公斤，我75公斤啊。
And it turns out he is 80 kilos and I was 75 kilos.
其实他的80公斤就是我大学大四的体重啊。
Well, his 80 kilos is actually how much I weighed when I was in the fourth year of university.
他根本就不知道我大学多重，但是我一看我就知道你是我儿子啊。
He doesn't know how heavy I weighed when I was in university, but when I look at him, I know you're my son.
不知道这个邻里他就自动的他就会对齐这个重量是完全一样的。
Somehow in the spirit, he was able to match even my weight when I was in university.
好，他就开始有很有兴趣问我说我是怎么减的。
So then he became very interested and asked how I lost weight.
那我就跟他讲你要这样这样这样这样。
So I told him you have to be doing this and that.
3个月后
And 3 months later,
他瘦我10公斤。
He was 10 kilos lighter than me.
等于他瘦了15公斤啊。
So it means at aHe lost 15 kilos.
我就说你怎么做到？你可不可以教我啊？
And so I asked him, "How did you do it? Can you teach me?"
他说没有啊，就是你跟我讲的，然后我再去看一下那些影片，就觉得确实是这样，那我做了就 OK 了。
He said, "No, there's nothing to it. It's just as you said, and I watched some videos. It's just like you said, and I just followed."
我说方法很多的，你的动力到底是什么？
And I said, "There are many methods, but what's your drive and motivation?"
他就说，因为我看爸爸可以啊，所以应该我也可以啊。
But he said, "Well, Father, you can do it, so I thought I can do it."
我突然就觉得原来我对孩子的影响力是这么大的。
And suddenly, I feel that I have such a big influence on my child.
原来我只要瘦给他看，他就瘦得比我还多啊。
When I just show him how I lost weight, and then he can lose even more weight than I.
昨天他 他又问我说现在到底体重多重。
And yesterday he asked me again what my weight is.
我跟他说现在不谈这些问题了，我已经变得又比以前重了。
So I told him, let's not talk about this right now, I've gotten heavier.
然后他就说，你怎么会把自己搞成这样？
And he said, how can you let yourself be like this?
就是我发现呢，那种父子的互动呢，是持续在进行的。
Then I noticed that the interaction between me as a father.
问题是我们会不会有个好的榜样出来
？And my child continues.
一个令人羡慕的榜样。
Whether we can live out by example.
神又让我看见呢，我跟我父亲，还有我跟我孩子，有许许多多很相似的。
God also made me see that there's a lot of similarity between my child and me, and me and my father.
现在可能是因为我的孩子。以往过于压抑或者过于理性，所以他在信仰他就先摆在一旁去了。
Perhaps my child is overly suppressive or overly rational, and he put his beliefs aside.
那所以我的反省是，我终究没有在他面前活出一个令人羡慕的侍奉神的榜样。
So after reflection, I feel like I haven't lived an example they could look up to.
我的 being 要继续的改变。
But my being needs to change.
我要用自由来代替压抑。
I need to replace suppressiveness with freedom.
我要让我的感性出来。
I need to let my emotions come out.
让我的灵性也可以出来。
And so my spirituality comes out.
因为其实我某个程度我已经可以调和了，所以以至于我变成我现在这样。
To a certain extent, I'm a mix of my own suppressiveness and it become the way I am.
但我觉得我的孩子是我的加强版啊。
But I can see my child is an emphasized version of me.
优点的加强版。
They emphasize my strengths,
但是也是缺点的加强版。
But they also emphasize my weaknesses.
面对一个更大的压抑、更大理性的时候
，That when I'm facing a greater suppressiveness and a greater rationality,
我需要更加的自由。
I need more freedom.
我需要更加的感性。
I need more emotions.
我要鼓励我们当中所有做爸爸的。
And I want to encourage every one of us as fathers.
所有做组长的。
All as cell leaders.
时间还有。
We still got time.
我们还来得及。
We can still do it.
只要我们愿意肯改变。
If we're willing to change.
我们要活出一个属神的样式。
And we can live out a godly image.
活出一个令孩子羡慕的样式。
We can live out an example our child can look up to.
我相信这个改变是非常快的。
And this change can be very quick.
我到五十几岁才学会能够变瘦下来。
So I learned how to lose weight when I was in my 50s.
孩子三个月就 OK 了。
And my child learned it in 3 months.
他比我们更快。
They are quicker than us.
问题是我们要愿意改变。
But the problem is whether we're willing to change.
我们要愿意改变。
We must be willing to change.
我们求神来帮助我们。
And may God help us.
活出榜样真父亲。
And to be a great father living by example.
把时间交给牧师。
Let me hand over the time to Pastor Joshua.
We thank Pastor Jason.
建圣是一个很好的父亲。
Pastor Jason is a good father.
我觉得，过去呢，在健身里边呢，他应该称赞别人呢，不是他的 being.
In the past, Pastor Jason's being is not to praise others.
从他跟他儿子的互动里边，我们看到。
So from the interaction between him and his son, we can see that.
大家听得出来吗？
Can
在他生日的晚餐
you know, even his birthday dinner.
家里说，哎呀，我们
this is a family gathering.
称赞爸爸有什么优点？
And so let's praise our father.
就不想讲。
And so the kids didn't say any good points about the father.
是说说爸爸的缺点吧。
But
那就很开心了。
When the mother suggests, let's say something bad about your father, they were so like happy to say it.
原来称赞别人不是我们的 being 哦。
So praising others is not the usual being.
说别人的缺点才是我们的 being.
But criticizing others is our being, is normally what we do.
我们真的很需要被拯救。
We truly need to be rescued.
今天的信息我总结两句话。
So I want to give a summary on the message today.
第一句话呢是要有父亲的身量。
First of all, you need to have the capacity, maturity as a father.
第二句话。
Second point.
是跟儿子靠近。
Come near to your children.
我们有这个身量。
So when you have such a capacity.
这是重要的。
That's important.
这是保罗的榜样。
This is example of
圣洁公义无可指责
Holy, righteous, and blameless.
这是一个父亲
As a father, that's what you should have.
我们有这个身量，我们要把孩子叫到旁边来
When you have these kind of beings, you can call your children near you.
好像父亲对儿女一样
Just like a father towards the children.
就是这个父亲呢，把儿女叫到身边来
The father calls his children come.
劝勉他
Encourage them.
劝勉他，在这里哈，这个劝勉这个字呢，我说是安慰，安慰他。
Comforting them.
就是，跟他说自己的故事。
Just tell them of your own story.
安慰这个字是在旁边，然后故事。
Comforting means you are by the side and story.
对，一个跟他说故事。
And telling your own story.
所以把孩子叫来，
在你身边，跟他说故事。So call your children, stay beside you, and then tell them your story.
还有劝勉就是，见证。
And encouraging is giving a witness.
就是跟他说你生命的见证啊。
And witness to them your life.
也就是说，做一个的父亲呢
，As a father,
我们有父亲的身量。
We have a father's stature.
我们把孩子叫过来
，We call our children,
常常跟他在一起
，And stay with them together.
分享我们的生命
，And share our lives with them.
分享我们的故事
，Share our stories with them.
成为他的榜样
，And just be their model.
在这个生命的故事里面呢。
In our life stories,
当我们这样子对我们的孩子
as how we treated our children,
感谢神啊
we praise God,
就会带来一个结果
The result of that is,
要叫你们行事对得起神
so that you will walk worthy of God,
那照你们进他国得他荣耀的
who calls you into his kingdom and glory,
当我们这样子做父亲
As we, as father like this,
然后对他们来讲我们的生命
and share our lives with our children,
成为他们的榜样
be their model.
我相信，当建信这样子做的时候
I believe when Pastor Jason is doing this,
第十二节下半
then the second half of verse 12, that's the result, it will come out.
叫他们对得起神。
So our children will be worthy of God.
当我们这样子做父亲
As we father our children in this way,
我们的孩子就会行事对得起神
Our children will live lives worthy of God.
因为神呢，教导我们进入他的国和他的荣耀。
It is God who called us into His kingdom and glory.
就是我们的孩子
And our children
会像神
will be.Having the likeness of God.
也就是我有神的身量
And then have the stature.
我把孩子叫到我旁边常常跟他一起
call my children come near me.
我的注意力给他我的时间给他
pay attention.
我的生命跟他分享
I share my life with them.
我的故事跟他分享
I share my story with them.
他就会像我一样
And they will
像神
be like me and have the image of God.
我是怎么样
How do I do?
我跟我孩子分享
And I shared it with my children.
我孩子就是怎么样
My children will be like me.
Amen.
Amen.
所以假如我们今天的孩子还在外面
So if your children are outside of the church,
怎么办呢
What are you going to do?
你要有父亲的身量
You need to have the stature as a father. Change yourself.
正面的
And be positive,
喜乐的,
and be joyful,
有盼望的,
and be hopeful.
很像今天在疫情，在经济困难的日子。
Just like today, as we are in this pandemic,
我们做一个父亲，有父亲的身量。
As father, we need to have a stature as a father, and be positive, be joyous, have faith.
我们把我们的故事跟他讲。
We share our stories with them.
我们的儿女呢？
Our children,
他也会像我们
and they will be like us.
像神
and they will be like God.
我们像什么，他就像什么
As we carry the image of God, they will carry the image of God. Amen.
我跟建生讲，你的孩子是有盼望的
And I'm saying to Pastor Jason, your children is very hopeful.
因为这是神的话
Because that's the word of God.
你身量改变
as you change yourself,
你跟孩子在一起,
and you stay with your children,
你孩子就会改变,
your children will change.
我对线上每一个弟兄姐妹这
样讲, and I'm saying to every brothers and sisters online,
你的孩子还在外面吗?
If your children is away from the church today,
你改变你自己,
you change yourself,
有神的身量,
have the stature,
跟孩子在一起。
And stay, spend time with God. And call them near you.
And share
your stories and be their example. And they will have your likeness.
Amen.
Amen.
孩子们,
and my children,
今天的日子不容易,
it's difficult these days.
我也跟你讲,
and I'm saying that to you.
你是怎么样?
How you think and live,
你的下一代也是怎么样?
And that's how your children think and live.
你成为他的榜样。
You be their examples.
今天我们成为什么样的榜样呢?
And what kind of model we are now?
在疫情当中，我们很恐惧、很惧怕吗？很担心吗?
Are you really afraid of the virus and living in fear?
不是的。
No.
我相信我们属于神。
I believe we belong to God.
我们做好防疫的工作。
And we just put in extra precautions.
但是我们也相信神。
And again, we believe in God.
我们喜乐。
We rejoice.
我们有力量。
And we have the strength.
我们依靠神。
And we trust our God.
我怎么样？
And how do I do this?
我的下一代也会是这样。
And that's how my children will do.
Amen.
Amen.
从我们开始。
And start with us.
父亲的心转向儿女。
The father's heart turned to their children.
神要祝福我们。
And God will bless us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
我们一同来敬拜我们
的神。Let's all worship our God together. Everyone that's watching online,
你的孩子现在是不是在外面?
Your children are really left the church.
跟你的关系也不是很好呢?
And didn't have a good relationship with you.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们来到神面前。
We just come before the Lord.
我一同来祷告。
And let's pray together.
你请你把手举起来。
I want you to just raise your hands.
天父爸爸
Dear Father God,
你看到我们每一个向你举手的人
You see everyone that raising their hands to you
我们需要你帮助
We need your help
你帮助我们
Help us
让我们成为一个好的父母
We want to be a good parent
让我们有父亲母亲的身量
We just want to have that stature as a father and as a mother.
我们向你来举手
And we raise our hands to you.
求你帮助我们
May you help us.
改变我们
Change us.
你给我们爱和智慧
And give us love and wisdom.
让我们可以成为孩子们的榜样
So we can be a good model for our children.
跟他分享我们的生命
And we can share our stories, our lives
我们把孩子交在你手中
And we entrust our children into your hands.
你帮助我们
Help us.
祝福我们这一代
bless our generation,
祝福我们下一代
and bless our next generation.
我们愿意把我们的心归给我们的孩子
We want to turn our hearts towards our children.
求你听我们的祷告
May you hear our prayer.
祝福我们一家
and bless our families.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告
In the name of Jesus, I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢主，我们荣耀归给神
All glory to Him.
在身上的新朋友
and all the new friends and online.
然后在整个信息当中，你
during this message,
有一个感动，需要很想相信耶稣。
You felt that you want to accept Jesus.
我呼召你
and I'm calling you
来相信耶稣。
Come and accept.
在线上呢，你可以把那个卡填，
决志卡填好。Just fill out your information on the response card.
我们会回应你的。
And we will contact you.
我们欢迎你
and welcome you,
也祝福你
and bless you.
谢谢耶稣
Praise
好
Jesus.
我们一同举起手来领受祝福
Let's just raise our hands and receive blessings.
父啊
Our Father,
我们都在艰难里边
and we are in a difficult time.
疫情的困难
with this pandemic,
经济的难处
and with the economic downturn,
社会的压力
And the pressure of the society.
主啊，求你赐恩给我们每一个孩子。
God have mercy on your children.
祝福每一个孩子。
Bless every child.
救我们脱离凶恶和试探。
Deliver us from all the evil and temptations.
赦免我们一切的罪。
And forgive our sins.
把属天的祝福赏赐给我们。
Give us all the heavenly blessings.
叫我们每一天所需要的。都得着你的供应
provide for our needs every day
因为你是我们的巴父
because you are our Abba Father
我奉耶稣的名祝福
in the name of Jesus I bless all my brothers and sisters
叫你平安
peace be with you
有力量
have the strength
有喜乐
and have the joy
神与你同在
God be with you
奉耶稣的名祝福你
in the name of Jesus bless you
Amen
AmenAmen.
谢谢主祝福大家
Bless you
六一一一次欢迎永远欢迎你现在收听的是今个星期的主日讲道